Most of us have a food that we hate. I personally cannot abide porridge, but most of us keep our culinary aversions to ourselves. Not George Fiedler. He says right out loud he hates tomatoes. That's hate with a capital H, and he shares his hatred with the world on his anti-tomato website. That's a big hate. We reach Mr. Fiedler in Windsor, Ontario. My goodness, Mr. Fiedler, what did these little red things ever do to you?
They're poisonous. I've always hated tomatoes. Can't be explained.
Truly, ever since you were a child?
Oh, yeah.
What is it about them that you find so nauseating?
The smell. The looks are down on the low end. It doesn't really matter about the looks, even though they look like they're not even finished growing yet. I mean, it doesn't really bother me, but the smell, obviously the taste, I wouldn't even taste one because of the smell.
Now, there's a lot about the smell of tomatoes on your website, actually, and I was intrigued to read it. Maybe I grew up in the days when tomatoes weren't very much, but I don't associate much of a smell with tomatoes at all.
That's because they don't seem poisonous to you. No, I may be a bit radical in saying that they're poisonous, but, I mean, if someone's got tomatoes cutting it up on the other side of the room, I could smell them. It's the smell that drives me nuts. It's not really the taste, because I never put them in my mouth. But yeah, there are a lot of people out there who hate them, and it's the one thing that they'll tell you is that just the smell to start with. There's something in there.
Well, I must say that we were talking about this in a story meeting with the As It Happens crew earlier today, and we got all sorts of opinions going back and forth. People do feel really strongly about tomatoes for one reason or another. Is there a bit of a paranoia going on here? Did you see Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? Is it a movie thing you've got going?
No, I didn't see that movie yet. I don't know what it's about, really. It's just not my type of movie.
You said you ate ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup's all right. I mean, I don't eat it on everything. I don't even remember the last time I tried it. It doesn't have the same tomato characteristics as a raw, fresh tomato. It doesn't smell like it, doesn't taste like it. Therefore, to me, it's a cover-up. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be scared of it or anything, but it's funny what you were talking about with people with their opinions on tomatoes. In my experience, there's a lot of people who I've asked, well, do you like tomatoes? Do you not like tomatoes? You know, you'll find your people who really like them. There are a lot of people, but then you'll get your small percentage of people who can't stand them. And I'm telling you, these people can't stand them.
You get that sense when you read the website.
Yeah.
The people who've responded that agree with you, just it's a... Oh, if it was on a plate, they'd run a kilometer just to get away. What's the reaction been to your website? Because it's also a little silly too, no?
Yeah, it's silly. Last June, when I put it together, I didn't quite know what to put on the web. I wanted to do something because I had the ability to, and I wanted something out there. I just couldn't think. Tomatoes was the stupidest thing I could think of. I was good at pushing my reasons on why I hate them so much, so I had something to start with. And then once I had got it going, the only thing that kept the site alive and growing and kept me to go back to it to update it was the fact that there were people emailing me with their stories, their unique ideas on why tomatoes are the worst, you know, vegetable/fruit/berry in the world.
Have you thought about it? Enough people have responded at this point. Have you thought about any kind of a subset for the website? People who dislike certain types of tomatoes, only the ones we get in winter, for example?
Well, if there's one thing I don't want to do is change the theme. The general idea of it just being out there on its own and people writing me and telling me their story and me able to put their story on the website is good enough for me. It's what makes it alive, and it's what keeps people from, keeps them writing in, you know what I mean? And it's something that annoys me when you ask for it. It annoys a lot of people when you ask no tomatoes and I give it to you. Because by then it's already seeped into your bun or your rest of your food, and you got those seeds everywhere else. You know what I mean? It's really annoying. There's people I know that insist that they are allergic to them when they go to the restaurant, so that this will emphasize that they do not want to see any tomatoes on their sandwich or whatever they've ordered.
Well, you've contributed to anti-tomato awareness today. We thank you, Mr. Fiedler.
Thanks very much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
George Fiedler is his name, my apologies, and he cultivates his anti-tomato website from his home in Windsor, Ontario. If you hate a vegetable or any other food group, you don't need a website. You've got TalkBack, 416-205-3331. Now for a dissenting opinion, Texan Guy Clark and his ode to vine-ripened tomatoes.